everyone, welcome to K-Companion. We are a bi-weekly podcast for K-drama and K-pop enthusiasts. We're your hosts. I'm Rachel.
And I am Brittany.
And we bring you along as we rave about our favorite K-drama actors, recall K-drama scenes that left us speechless, and curate our K-pop playlists. Each week, we share our recommendations and reactions to the latest K-dramas that are coming out. And because we are sisters, expect some friendly competition as well as some banter as we try to keep up with our watch lists and share what we think you should watch next. We have watched over 100 K-dramas at this point, and we have many thoughts to share.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KCompanionPod for even more updates on what we're keeping up with.
Excellent. So welcome to our first episode of season 3.
Oh my God.
We're entering into our third year of doing this, which is crazy to think about. But we did take a little bit of a break at the end of 2023, so we were ready to start strong in 2024. We want to give a couple of updates. This format will be similar to our other seasons, but we will be switching it up a little bit. The biggest thing to note is that our episodes will now be bi-weekly. Mm-hmm. They will drop on Thursdays, as they always have, wherever you get your podcasts. But now we're going to be doing bi-weekly drops. Yeah. So this means that hopefully we'll have more time to watch things between our episodes and give you some more content within our podcasts. But overall, you can expect playlist pick of the week. We'll be going through music that we're adding to our playlist. We'll also be going through all the K-drama things. We're here to try to keep up with it and just chat about all of it. We'll be doing our 2-episode tests, which is where we figure out if a K-drama is worth the watch by testing out the first 2 episodes and making the distinction if we keep going or not. If they pass our test, we keep watching. If they don't pass our test, we say goodbye to them and have no hard feelings about that. We'll also share what we can with K-drama and K-pop news that's coming out to let you know what's coming up and what we're looking forward to moving forward. So first, I just want to start and ask you, how was your break?
The break was good. I did not necessarily do much other than what I kind of thought I would do for the break in terms of watching.
Just keeping up with what
we've been watching.
I think that's kind of, I mean, it was only a couple weeks of a break, but just keeping up with what we're watching. I also, you know, am in the same boat. Right. We're just keeping up, trying to keep up. But I think we missed quite a bit.
Yes.
Over the break. So to start off, let's just start with some news, things that happened over the break, things that are happening, things that are coming down the pipeline for us to look forward to. Yeah. So first, we want to start kind of on a somber note with the sudden passing of Lee Sun Kyun. We just want to acknowledge that. That has been a major loss and tragic event that happened around the Christmas holiday. So, you know, we saw the news that came out about that and just felt horrible about the whole situation and just really tragic passing of Lee Sun Kyun. I remember watching him in My Mister and just
that recently, like within the last year.
Last year. And it was so, so wonderful. And so I just feel for all of his family and friends and actors and who fans, worked with him and fans who are missing him dearly. So we just wanted to acknowledge his passing over the break. Mm-hmm. Moving along, we have a few things to look forward to this year, which is very exciting. One that I am particularly excited about is this new K-drama that's coming soon on Netflix called Dr. Slump.
Yes.
Have you heard this?
Yes. I've seen promo posters as well.
Yes, I saw those too. And it's like, I love the like recap. Really don't know what's going on that much, but it's like, these doctors need a break. Like that's just kind of the tagline. But it has some big hitters in it.
Yes. We have Park Shin-hee and Park Hyung-sik, who I believe the last time they were in a drama together was back when they did Airs.
Yeah.
Which was, what was that? Like 2012 or
something around somewhere around there.
Time.
I'm super excited to see them back together. Is this her first K-drama back since she had a baby?
I think so.
I think it might be. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah. I'm super pumped for it. I don't know. Maybe I'm riding the high off of our latest doctor drama, A Daily Dose of Sunshine.
Yes, that was so good.
Which was really good. I liked that one a lot. Yeah, I do think that I'm pretty excited for that.
And then talking more toward the K-pop news of things, it's been an exciting time to say the least.
Yeah.
Stray Kids teased that they're going to release 2 new albums and a world tour for 2024.
Which, please come to the States, Stray Kids. Please.
So that's super exciting. So I know that, like many other stays, you know, you're refreshing that web browser, seeing when they're going to drop those dates.
Oh my gosh.
And similarly, when we're talking about Stray Kids, recently, within the past week, they had the Golden Disc Awards in Indonesia, and Stray Kids were listed as the global K-pop artist.
As they should be.
So that was, very, very fun. And be sure to check out those performances. They're available on YouTube. You know, Next Generation artists went to Boys Next Door. Rookie artists went to both 50/50 and Zero Base One. Album of the Year went to 17, and Digital Song of the Year went to NewJeans. No surprise there.
No surprise. Additionally, NCT's 10 is set to release a solo album this year.
So exciting.
Which is very exciting. And EXO's D.O. is set to make a solo comeback as well. So things are happening.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot to keep up
with. We also had a lot of new tracks release within like the end of year, beginning of year time frame. So we had new tracks from ATEEZ, The Boys, Rise, as well as Jimin. It's been crazy to keep up with.
The playlist is fire.
Yes.
It's good. I'm excited for some new music this year.
Yeah.
I think, you know, last year, I wouldn't say I was like not in tune with a lot of things, but I didn't have them on repeat as much. I was like, oh, I'll listen to this once and then we'll just move on. But these new tracks, they've been on repeat already. Yeah. So it's pretty good, especially by The Boys, just to shout that out. So moving forward, as you know, or you may not know, we have watched a lot of K-dramas.
A bunch of K-dramas.
So what is your number at this point?
What is your total? 126 or something.
126 K-dramas.
Yeah, something crazy
That is insane. I am at 113, I believe.
Yeah.
And so we are currently watching, Welcome to Samdari, which is great. We're just keeping up with that, which I think is like
the best. Because, you know, there are, and we can talk about this in a minute, but there are other dramas that we have been trying, like that have been releasing weekly that we try and keep up with, and for some reason fall behind. This one, we have done very well so far. So kudos to us.
Yes. Yay. Gold star. For us. So we're still watching that. You know, we recently started and crushed Death's Game, which released, when was that? So it was released in two parts.
The beginning of which, the first part released on December 15th, I believe, of last year.
And the first part only had four episodes.
Correct.
And so there are eight episodes in total. So the second part was released last week, and we have just absolutely crushed it.
Yeah.
I will say that one is surprising me in the way that there are 45-minute episodes. It's so fast. The cast is insane.
The cast is so good, which we knew going
we
into
We knew
it,
this.
Right?
Right?
But to see it play out and the storyline itself is so compelling. Yeah. It's very entertaining.
It's really, really, really interesting.
It is dark, as a Death's Game
I think, yes.
should be.
I think what I didn't realize, and this doesn't have any spoilers, but what I didn't realize is how gruesome some of it would be, and the way that they shot it was very much similar to the webtoon, where those shots are pretty graphic. But I do think it is worth the watch, so if you're interested in Death's Game, which we have not described at all, but if you're interested in checking out Death's Game,
it's on Amazon.
Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Next, we go into a segment called What Were You Watching Last Night? And essentially what this is just a catch up of what's happening, because as we've found in the last season of K-Companion, one of us will watch things without notifying the other in a way that is uncool but fine. So this is my check-in.
To be like, what are you watching?
Hold up. What are you watching? So what do you have going on?
So right now, I think we're pretty similar in what we're watching. Obviously, we're still catching, with it with Welcome to Samdari, but we're also watching My Demon, which this is one that I highlighted previously. We have fallen behind on.
Yes. And I think the thing is, so I started My Demon well after you had already started it, because you had started it without me knowing you started it. So that's fine. We watch some things together, but we also watch things separately, right, which can be difficult for me to keep up with, and which is why you have 126 and I have 113, okay? We're close. We're not the same. So for me, my demon is I'm on episode 5.
I'm on episode 9 currently.
Yeah. And the thing about it, it has Song Kang in it, which he is wonderful. It's great. The story is interesting, and we have found it very funny thus far. And the thing I think I struggle with is when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh my God, this is great.
Right. Invested.
I love this. I'm so invested. I'm so committed. I'm so ready to just watch it, right? And then I step away from it to, you know, live life or do whatever. And it's so much harder to click play again. Right. Like, I don't know what that is.
No, I'm not sure.
Where I'm like, oh, I gotta watch it. And I think, you know, maybe it's the fact that the episodes are like an hour and 15
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is, I'm like, why is it so hard to pick it back up when I'm watching it, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
What and is that?
I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if, like, I know it's happened with other dramas too, but this one is so just starkly hard to hit play on when I know that once I do, I'm happy.
I'm going to enjoy it.
It's great.
Yeah.
But for some reason, just doing it.
Meanwhile,
is
I think
so difficult.
The very, very distinct contrast is during the day, like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, can't wait to watch Death's Game, right? I can't wait to hit play on that to see what happens next.
Right.
And I'm like, I do want to know what happens next in My Demon. However, getting myself to click that is so difficult for some reason. I'm thinking once I get back into the flow of things, I think also so this is probably, we're watching like maybe 2 K-dramas right now.
Yeah.
But I think I just need to get back into the game. Like, I didn't watch as many K-dramas as I thought I would last year. We watched a lot. Don't get me wrong.
A lot.
We watched many. We covered this in our season finale.
Over 12, which is at least one a month.
And that was just us watching them together. So, like, you know, it was a lot. However, I do think that My Demon will be good in the long run. I think I just need to prioritize it in a way that, I don't know.
Well, I think it's hard
makes to... makes it so I hit play on that first before I do anything else.
Right. I think it's also daunting as well when you have a lot of episodes still to go until you're, like, caught up.
Oh, I'm not even focused on catching up. There's no way. I am just blinders on the social media with that one, because I'm like, anything that even remotely looks like My Demon, I'm scrolling past it. I don't want any spoilers. Don't get me wrong. Don't want any spoilers.
Yeah.
However, I cannot hit play for some reason.
It's very,
So, we'll get over it. That'll be, you know, maybe it's my 2023 dilly-dallying that's bled into this, but hopefully we're able to continue that. I think also if you had waited and maybe we were watching it together. Well, I'm just saying, I said I had started and you're like, oh good, and then you continued to plow through to watch other episodes. It's fine. I just, you know, I'm thinking if we were watching it together, maybe it would be better.
Maybe.
But now you either have to, you're not gonna wait for me, I know that. There's no way. She doesn't do that. Okay. So anyways, so that's what we're currently watching. We will have, obviously, more things coming out this month, which is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be adding more things to our weekly rotation. But otherwise, next, let's move into our playlist pick of the week. This is the song that we will be adding to our playlist this week. What do we have?
So we have Jimin's Closer Than This, which he released back in December. So sweet. Such a sweet song.
Yeah, no, and I love his sound. Mm-hmm. I just think he's got one of the more unique voices and sounds in general. It's also, like, very nice because they are all in the military now. So just having a little something extra that we weren't expecting. I don't know. I didn't expect
it. No. And people, I don't know. There's been rumor that Jin is going to release an album, which I'm curious if that's something. Yeah. I'm curious if that's something
just
that he worked on, like, right before he left. And then they're timing out. Which
he's going to be the first one back.
Right.
So,
you know. Will help lessen the blow for those who are inconsolable about about them being,
about Jin being gone, yes. especially.
So yeah. So it is interesting to see kind of these Easter eggs.
I am curious if there are things that will continue to pop
up.
Because they've been working so hard for so long. I'm curious if there will be things that, like, you know, in 6 more months we're gonna have something.
Right.
And that, you know, maybe they're just delaying the release. So that is an interesting rumor. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
And the music video for Jimin's Closer Than This is very sweet for any who
so are so nostalgic. Yeah. Like, yeah, those
really
old
missing
videos.
Those early days.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all miss those dance practices and all of that. Well, great. So that is everything we were going to chat about today.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts, any excitement that you're looking forward to for season 3?
I'm just excited to be back.
I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to continue these podcast episodes and just have the chat about everything we're watching and listening to. So thank you for listening today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @kcompanionpod to keep up with all the things we have going on. Have a great day, night, and week. We'll catch you next time.